The United States is withdrawing from Afghanistan after 20 years since invading after 9/11. Meanwhile, the Taliban is laying siege in more areas of the country. As WXXI's Noel Evans reports, local Afghans who assisted the U.S. troops are pleading for the U.S. to evacuate their families.
Abdul Majid Abibi is a former military colonel with the Afghan Army. After more than 35 years of service, he says he pivoted and started working with the U.S. Armed Forces.
I was cultural advisor and translator, interpreter, and I translated very, very complicated letters.
After working with U.S. troops for about 16 years, Abdul came here with his son, Waleed Omid, under a special immigration visa, or SIV.
These visas go out to those whose lives are at risk because of their service to the U.S.
That's Ellen Smith. She's the executive director at Keeping Our Promise, a program that resettles wartime allies. So far, they have worked with about 120 cases.
There is no doubt that they are at risk. The Taliban before has called them infidels and that they should die.
The SIV program provides a green card to Afghans who worked with U.S. Armed Forces in Afghanistan. But the process is long and complicated. For the Habibis, they say it took 14 years to be processed. In that time, Waleed married and had three children, two daughters and one son. They live in the capital, Kabul. Waleed says they have to keep changing his family's address for security reasons, and the U.S. military is no help.
You have to be prepared for this kind of danger and challenges. So no, we do not have received any kind of support in this regard.
Because of Abdul and his son's involvement with the U.S. Army, their family is at higher risk of deadly violence as the Taliban gains ground. But Waleed's wife and children don't qualify for the visa.
If they stay in Afghanistan in Kabul city, as we can see some signs of that Taliban going to take over the Kabul very soon. So if Taliban come to the Kabul city, so my family life is absolutely in the danger.
Waleed's mother, who is eligible for SIV, is one of about 19,000 cases that are backlogged. Waleed says it comes down to one thing.
She's just waiting for her medical checkup. So it is also taking too long time. So we are just hopeful to bring her here as soon as possible.
Congressman Joe Morelli co-sponsored a bill that would remove some of the barriers for SIV applicants, including medical checkups before arrival in the U.S.
If we leave these people behind, whatever future engagements we have in the world, it's going to be even harder to encourage local citizens to help in our efforts if they become aware that the United States government just abandoned them in Afghanistan.
A few weeks ago, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley said the military is drafting plans to evacuate Afghans who have aided the U.S. Armed Forces. On Friday, a Pentagon spokesperson told WXXI that there are currently no requests or directives to do that. A State Department spokesperson said they are processing qualified SIV applications as quickly as possible. However, the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan suspended all visa operations on Sunday due to a COVID-19 outbreak in the country. So Abdul and Waleed are hoping for one more option, that their loved ones are granted humanitarian parole or asylum so that they can evacuate as soon as possible. Noel Evans, WXXI News.